Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hey, man.
What's up, buddy?
How we doing?
Well, how are you?
Not bad, not bad. Kicking back, watching some NBA.
How's the 603?
Not bad. Doing my thing.
You guys getting blasted with weather still?
Nah, we're finally seeing the light. It was 60 degrees today. I was like in an igloo for a while.
60 degrees?
Yeah, it was 60 degrees today. It was nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Yep.
Golf courses are starting to clear up. Yeah, I'm still playing the simulator inside.
So is that tonight? Is that that's what you were just doing?
Yep. Yeah, in a little simulator league, keep the swing warm during the winter.
You're pretty serious about it.
Hey man, we're trying to you know, it's a game I can play forever. I'm trying to get good at it at some point, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. So what's going on, man?
That's awesome. Oh man. Nothing much. Just kicking back, you know. We've been wanting to do this for a while, right? We've been talking about this since
What I'm talking about. I mean, I tuned into the first episode. I congratulated right away. I said, you know, get me on. I'm ready to go. I want to thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for anyone that doesn't know, this is my cousin, Mikey Pisat. But we're not actually blood cousins, but we're cousins by marriage. So
yeah, he's my cousin.
Yeah, he's my cousin. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We fam. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So we've been talking about doing this, and yeah, let's get right into it, man. So let's start with the golf. I mean, are you excited for the Masters?
Oh yeah, it's literally gets into it. Usually the courses are open up to at the same time, so it gets the golf bug going. Throw a little cash down, do some pools. I mean, I'm all on Tiger. I'm sure 98% of golf fans are at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's officially back and he's favorite. Sure. That's who I'm gonna pick.
Yeah.
He's playing well, and if he's not going to win, he's going to finish top 10. It's a guarantee in my mind, at least.
Well, this might be the most viewed Masters like ever. I think the hype for Tiger, because he's played pretty well the last few times, right? Like last
yeah,
few
oh, yeah,
tournaments.
Yeah, he finished second, one stroke back a couple weeks ago. Finished top 10 this past one, the last one he played. He's I don't know, they're saying he's back. Spinal fusion, so they like, you know, just pretty much soldered his spine back together. He's good to go. No more back injury. It's just like that. Now he's hitting like just as far as anyone else, just as far as he ever has. Tweaked the swing a little.
Yeah, fucking, he drives it like, what, 400 yards? Like, is that like...
Yeah, I mean, if he catches the right wind downhill, but he hits it 340, 350 consistently.
Jesus.
He's up there with the best of them.
Jesus.
Dustin Johnson.
Steroids, bro.
Yeah, it does wonders.
Yeah.
I think should be allowed.
He's the only one that ever has like back problems and knee, you know, like every ailment known to man. Like that never happens to like any other golfer unless you're Dustin Johnson and you're, you know, coked up falling down the stairs.
Yeah, well, exactly. That could always happen. You got to be careful the night before the Masters.
Yeah.
I picked him to win last year, and then he fell down the stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
AKA, I don't know. I think he just went on a bender, but eh. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, no, I guess, well, the thing is, he kept hurting his back, and then he swings so hard, he just kept re-injuring his back. So, finally, they got the doctors, surgeons, to spinal fusion, and just, like, put it back together. And now he's just hitting like he always was, putting well.
Yeah,
wearing the Tiger red, ready to go.
I think he's
be good. I don't know if there's a tournament this weekend. I think there's probably something, but Masters is next weekend. So
right,
I tune in from the beginning. You usually do a pretty big pool. You know, you pick like A level, B level, C level, all the way to like D or E, and lowest combined score pretty much usually wins some money.
Yeah,
a few places get paid out, so it's always a good time.
Very nice. How much do you think it is to like go to the Masters? It's got to be like a billionaire to be there, right? Like,
yeah, it's thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. What do you think it is, Boyle, to the Masters to go to the Masters? 10,000, 20,000 for a ticket to the Masters? No. To go to the Masters? I got a roommate saying it's only $1,000, but I don't know. It's expensive. I bought tickets to a tournament in Massachusetts that was not a major, not the Masters or anything, and it was like $80 to $100 just for a day pass. And that was like a pretty small tournament. So
right.
They got to be expensive. My dad went to a practice round. He said it was like a couple $100. Jesus. No, it didn't even count.
Jesus.
No, it's the most watched. This is like the Super Bowl of golf.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, it's like Super Bowl level. Like, this is it. It looks just so pristine and beautiful. But to actually play there, you probably got to be a billionaire.
What do you got?
Yeah, right? Like,
oh, yeah. It's like
to actually play, like, if you want to, like,
they just allowed their, it's like that's so exclusive. They literally just allowed their first female member like 4 years ago or something. Like 5 years, like 2011, the first female member of that golf course was allowed to like be a member there.
That's so sexist.
Like, it's unreal.
That's so Georgia. Sexist.
It's Georgia. It's like, it's unreal.
Oh, yeah, 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 true. Good point. Who else, who do you think it's going to give, like, who's the favorite right now? Is it Spieth? Is it the usuals?
Honestly, I think Tiger has the best odds, I'm pretty sure. But you got the Spieths, Dustin Johnson's up there, Justin Thomas, who was the overall best golfer last year. Oh, sure. He's up. No, I was just saying, I mean, there's Tiger's the favorite. That's who I'm rooting for.
Right.
They got, you know, obviously the big dogs, Spieth. Spieth is up there with odds. I think Tiger's got the best odds.
Really?
And then,
so he's the favorite.
I'm pretty sure he's like the favorite.
Wow.
Very close to like Spieth. And I think Justin Thomas, who was the number one overall golfer last year on tour, he's got to be up there too. Yeah, Tiger's like 1-10 or something like that. I think he's favored.
Wait, when Dustin Johnson fell, that was before the Masters, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A year ago.
Yeah. We're having a party.
I already picked him, paid money for him to win, so.
Oh, wow.
He screwed me, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was like, yeah, the hype was like all around him. Like, he was the favorite last year, and then that happened. It was like, what the fuck? Like,
I don't know, it's unreal.
And they already had the reputation, you know?
So, no, yeah. So, yeah, exactly. Just but then, He does have Gretzky's daughter, so that's like...
Oh, you know, Paulina?
You're always winning if you have Gretzky's daughter, you know, on your side.
Okay.
Wayne Gretzky's his and you have Wayne Gretzky as a mentor.
The great one.
Yeah, yeah, not a bad...
Yeah. The nickname says it all, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for the Masters. That's like, you know, I'll watch a little bit of golf here and there, but like that one I'll be tuned in. Just looking at that course, you know, it's like...
It's
perfection.
They work on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they work on it. Yeah. Year round, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's the best it looks all day in there.
For sure. So you excited for opening day tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely, man.
Yeah,
this is gonna be the year they at least get there. I thought they were gonna get there last year, but that lineup's looking strong.
Yeah,
I'll tell you one thing I don't like. I wish Todd Father was still at third, but. I don't know. We'll see how
Todd
does. I like the Todd. I love them. I thought he was great. I thought he was like the glue of that clubhouse last year. And I was upset losing him.
Well, yeah, because of the whole like thumbs down thing.
Yeah, he was leading the local guy. You know what I mean? Like,
and the announcers, they made you know it every fucking time. Like, oh, it's Todd Frazier, Tom's River, New Jersey.
Yeah,
oh, you know, like every
Little League World Series.
Yeah, fucking
yeah.
Oh, it was
every time.
So I'm not gonna miss that. That was just like overwhelming.
Well, it was overboard. Yeah. It was a cool like. Oh man, I hear it a couple times, but it was every damn at bat.
Yeah.
But
were you following like spring training at all?
A little bit. I mean, I don't get too into spring training, but you know, watch it when it was on, and you know, followed a little bit. I mean, I know they're absolutely clobbering the ball. Like I saw Stan and Judge both were just. I guess Judge's oppo home runs where they like. For normal humans, they're just normal players, even it's just like fly outs to right field. And they just like trickle over the fence. It's like
oops, I check swing.
Yeah,
check
exactly.
Swing.
Even
oops.
Yeah. Yeah. Even in the home run derby, he's like meant to foul it off and he like snuck one around
Dude,
the pole in right field. Like
it's ridiculous.
I think it's you know, Bronx Bombers is back, like officially. Especially after Stanton said.
Oh yeah.
They're saying another like 100 home runs between the both of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So as of now, I think the lineup stands: Guardy leading off, Judge in the two spot, which
yeah,
is always weird.
Which
is always weird. Like,
well, they started doing it in the playoffs last year.
Yeah,
he was like in a slump, and that got him out of that slump.
It did.
Like, he was in. Yeah. Remember, is he in the end of the season slump? He got in that two hole.
Right.
I don't know if it was the first or maybe early second round, or the early ALCS. I don't know, but I think it might have been the first round then.
Yeah.
And they put him in the two hole, and he got out of a slump and hit pretty well last year in the playoffs, at least.
Yeah. And then
El Gary cleaning up.
El Gary, yeah.
And then I think it's, what we got, Didi or Bird.
It's Hicks is gonna bat fifth. Oh, Didi six.
Hicks at fifth.
Then I think it's Neil Walker, Brandon Jury, and Tyler Austin is playing first.
Was Bird not in the lineup?
Bird's hurt. He got a foot injury. He's out like 6 to 8 weeks. This guy's glass.
Six to eight weeks?
Hurt, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. When he's healthy, he's good, but
he's always hurt. That's his problem. I like Bird a lot, but he's always hurt. So, yeah, they got Austin at first, Neil Walker at second, who's pretty good. I like him. And then Brandon Jury, who they got in that Diamondbacks trade. But the reason I asked about spring training was this Miguel Andujar or whatever. I can't pronounce the last name. He had like four home runs and he was batting like close to 300 and they sent him down to Triple A. Like I was excited about him. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, he'll probably be up, you know, two thirds of the way, especially if he plays maybe even sooner.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I did see Vlad's kid.
Oh yeah.
Vlad's kid hit a dinger. He looks just like him. Saw some video where they put it side by side. Same step. Obviously, you know, I mean, trained from apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but he's like, boom.
Yeah.
Right. And it was in Montreal, too.
Right.
Wearing 27. So,
right.
That was cool.
And the hair, right? Don't they got the hair, too?
Yeah. He's got some, I think he had some dreads going on. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even know he had a son that, I guess he's pretty old. I didn't know he had a son. I think a kid's only like 19, but.
Right.
He's going to be a beast, I guess.
But he's on the Jays, who they play. He's not on like the, the actual Toronto, but he's still in the minors, right? Like
the minors.
Yeah,
right. He's in the minors. The double A for the Blue Jays is in Manchester.
Really?
And I don't know if he's going to be there or not. Yeah, that's the
cool.
Fisher Cats.
That'd be
I wouldn't mind checking him out if he's hitting home runs like that.
Yeah, yeah. So for the people that don't know, you were born and raised New Hampshire, New Englander. You don't like one New England Boston team.
No, I'm
it's crazy.
I'm weird. Well, I was such a Yankee fan growing up too, especially like watching them win World Series late 90s.
It's also your pops too. Your pops from Jersey.
Yeah, so he's from New Jersey. He raised me a Yankee fan, but I had like such a Red Sox hatred that I was like, "Oh, I can't like any other teams around here."
Right.
So, I picked a football team early. I'm kind of a bandwagon NBA team. I don't really have an NBA team. I like watching it. I like certain players.
Yeah.
But no, Yankees and Packers are my team. Packers, I just always liked them from the beginning. Brett Favre, who knows, I stuck with them through the thick and thin. Yeah, Rodgers, a couple injuries and kind of down. He's talking like he wants to leave, and if they do re-sign him, it's going to be a lot of money, as it should be.
Oh, yeah.
He's physically the best quarterback in the league. I'd say Brady's got a little mental edge, but...
Ooh, that's kind of a jab, though. Right, no? You don't think Rodgers is smart, dude, no?
Yeah, he's smart, but I don't know. Brady's like a fucking... He's like a robot, man. He's like tuned football. His
TV 12,
diet. Yeah. He's got... Yeah, something weird's going on with him. He's like a football robot. Like,
yeah.
Rodgers is missing, like... Rodgers is like 98% there, you know what I mean? He's, just, he's got like the missing robot gene. Like, I don't know what it is.
Well,
I trust me. I'd like him to be the quarterback for the next 7-8 years there.
For sure.
But, yeah, we'll see.
I think
we'll
it's.
See. I hope so.
I think
it's worth the money. But
yeah, I mean, I think it's happening. I think it's he's
some of the roster moves. We got your old boy Wilkerson, who's just kind of just.
Oh,
he's just a mouth. Yeah, he's like a freaking locker room tear. And then I think Jimmy Graham. I said it from the beginning. He's a glorified Marty Bennett signing. Like Marty Bennett was supposed to be this great wide,
right.
Like tight end, and
I remember that. Yep.
You know, had like 200 yards all year and. Wanted to quit and write children's books or whatever. And I don't think Jimmy Graham's that good. But having said that, Jimmy Graham's healthy. He tore it up with Drew Brees, who's, I don't think Russell Wilson finds a way to win. I don't know why. Like how.
But
everyone says he's a good quarterback. Drew Brees is twice a quarterback and Rodgers is three times a quarterback. So,
well, it's funny you bring this up. So I've been harping about this Chris Sims top 71 quarterbacks list. Did you hear about this?
No, but
I talk about it all the time. So he was counting it down on the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gatz, and yeah, it was hilarious because it started off like he just came on the show for like a little bit, and he was just like, "Yeah, I, you know, they were talking about Blake Bortles." He's like, "Yeah, I have Blake Bortles like number 70 on my top quarterback list," and they're like, "Wait,
is this
what?
Like of all time or current?
No, current, current, present day quarterbacks?"
So like, he's there's like a backup on every team that's better than Blake Bortles.
Well, he had Chad Henne at 51, 19 spots ahead of Blake Bortles. Chad, that's his backup. Henne? Yeah, that's his backup. He had him 19 spots ahead.
Jesus Christ, two starts maybe, Henne?
Yeah,
unreal.
Yeah, so
I like Bortles. I like Bortles. Just as like, I don't think he's a great quarterback. He did pretty well. He almost beat the Patriots
right
this past year.
Right.
And then Barstool did a, I don't know if you follow Barstool Sports. Shout out Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did a video on him where he just like an interview with like this blonde chick. And he was just like, I don't know, normal dude, I guess. 24. Right. It's like, it like a bunch of like PBRs in his fridge.
Right.
And they're like, what would you be doing? What would you be doing if you didn't play football? He's like, oh, geez, I don't know. You know, construction, smoking cigs, like, right. So honest. What do you do when you first wake up? Oh, I just wake up, probably take a piss. Like, I don't know. You don't see, like, example, again, Russell Wilson like, talking like that during interviews. You know what I mean? They're always, like, you didn't seem high and mighty, was my point, I guess.
Yeah, well, Russell Wilson's really boring, that's for sure. But back to that list. So Chris Sims had Russell Wilson, too. He had him, too. Which was
two?
Two, which is kind of crazy. I mean, he's trying to say, like,
barely put him in the top 10, I think.
You wouldn't even put him in the top 10?
Barely.
Russell Wilson? Really?
I mean, Brady Breeze, Rodgers.
Okay.
Brady Rodgers, Breeze. No specific order. Brady Rodgers, Breeze. Fuck, Carson Wentz already throw in front of him.
Right.
I guess it's different, like, are we talking accomplished or best quarterback you'd have right now? You know what I mean? Who do you want for this season?
He was factoring in literally everything. Just like their ability.
Overall quarterbacks.
Like Blake Bortles, he's like, it was no jab at him. He's like, I don't think he was born to play the quarterback position. Like, he's a good football player, but he's not a quarterback. Like, the way he throws, like, he's not sure if he's a righty,
he's
a lefty.
Short,
yeah, like, it's just like, so like,
Tebow status almost.
Right. So, exactly. So, he like broke down like every intangible about the guy. Like, he had Stafford, I think, at like 5 or something, which was kind of crazy. He had Deshaun Watson at like 7 or 8, which I think could be valid. I mean, that dude's a real deal.
Yeah.
I'm still pissed the Jets passed up on him, but what, you know.
I think Wilson number 2 is absolutely wild. Who was 1?
It's pretty aggressive.
Rogers.
Yeah. And then he had
over was Brady.
Here. So I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you the top
people around me would go nuts.
Oh god.
New England Nation would go absolutely. They get upset. My coworkers, friends, everyone I'm around gets upset when Brady doesn't win off AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Right.
Like they go nuts.
Oh yeah. New Englanders are very very defensive. So
it's unreal.
All right. So I'll read you the top 10. We'll start at 10 and count down. At number 10, Drew Brees. At number
That's bullshit.
What's that?
That's bullshit.
At number
Go ahead, sorry.
At number 9. Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger, number 8.
Oh god.
Deshaun Watson at number 7. Cam Newton at number 6. Matthew Stafford at number 5. Tom Brady, number 4. Carson Wentz, number 3. Wilson, 2. Rodgers, 1.
Yeah. Wilson's number 9 on my list. But, I mean, I also didn't play NFL quarterback like Sims did. So,
right.
You know.
I don't know.
I honestly probably agree with the top 10, just way different order.
Right.
Breeze is ahead of Ryan. Breeze is ahead of everyone there. He's number like 3.
Right.
And then Ryan, in my opinion, is way ahead of Stafford. I mean, Stafford, they won more than 10 games, maybe 11 games. Like, he had the best wide receiver in the league and he couldn't get to the playoffs. Well, I mean, I know Green Bay had the division on lock, but
I think the argument with Stafford is terrible offensive line, no running game, not a good defense. Yeah, he had Megatron, but like, nothing else really. So I think that's our argument with him. I don't know. A lot of people were pissed about that one. But, you know, I just found that list funny. Like, he had Eli at number 38, Geno at 37. Like, just funny shit like that.
Yeah, just random. Like, you wouldn't think it'd be any that guy would be anywhere near there.
Right.
Geno and Eli shouldn't be in the same 10 spot.
No. It's funny. Even though Eli has fallen off. Sorry, Giant fan.
Hey, real quick, as the Giants, how do you feel about OBJ, man?
Yeah, I think Odell's gone. I mean, it's all the speculation. Yeah.
But they can get, first off, he's battling injury. if they could get Cleveland's fourth pick and draft, like, they'll have second and four, like,
ridiculous.
You draft a quarterback and you draft Saquon Barkley if he's available.
You do that in a heartbeat. Like you do that in a heartbeat. Yeah. Like,
I don't know why the Browns wouldn't offer it, though. Because then you got Gordon, Landry, and Odell and on the field.
Yeah, ridiculous. Like, yeah.
If you can't find a quarterback to win some games with that, I don't know.
They're probably going to take Darnold, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't even want to speculate who's taking who. I fucking hate just like the month up to the draft. It's so annoying. Like, so,
I don't know. And I saw some ridiculous mock drafts today. Josh Allen, they're saying Josh Allen could be one now.
I hate him. I hate Josh Allen. I hate the mock drafts. I hate it all. It's
so Baker Mayfield 5. I don't think so.
To what? To the Broncos? They're saying.
Yeah. I mean, that was just a mock draft. Yeah. I don't know if it was Mel Kiper or whatever. Yeah. Bottom line.
Well, I've been yelling for Lamar Jackson, who actually has his pro day tomorrow. I want so bad to go on Twitter tomorrow and see.
I like Lamar Jackson too.
No, but I want to go on Twitter tomorrow and see Mike McCagden seen at Lamar Jackson Pro Day. Like, I want them to have some sort of interest. Not saying he'll go at three, but like, who knows? If he blows people away with his Pro Day, you know how people hype this shit up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. I mean, I saw that Manziel went to his Pro Day too.
Yeah, New England was there.
I think that
13 teams. 13 teams were there.
I heard a lot more than that. I thought someone said like someone representing from like the whole league. Each team, but maybe not. 13, and you said?
13 teams, including the Patriots. Meanwhile, Colin Kaepernick is nowhere to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, I mean, Colin Kaepernick, I literally don't care. I was just annoyed of all the knees or non-knees or flags or no flags.
Right.
Or anthem or no anthem. I honestly don't care either way. I'm probably laying on my couch.
right.
It's beyond that. He does, like, he only throws with his elbow. Like, I saw him throw it recently. Like, he should be on a team rostered, but he shouldn't be starting anywhere. Colin Kaepernick, he could barely be a backup, I feel like, for most teams. A valid backup.
Really?
I think he's bad. I'd rather have him than Manziel. I'm not saying that, but I don't think Kaepernick would start anywhere. Do you?
It's a great question. I think right now he's the best quarterback. He'd be the best quarterback on the Jets.
Well, that's pre-draft.
You know, over McCown, over Teddy.
McCown played the wrong sport anyways, if you saw that recent video.
Bro, I know. he's a sick, hooper, dude.
Man. This is balling.
I couldn't believe it.
Didn't think that was him at first. I thought someone was like making a joke.
I know. Like, not only, like, was, like, his, like, shot, like, wet, like, form, the whole thing, but, like, he has hops.
Yeah, man. He's just, like, banging on him.
That one move, though, that, like, first move he does was kind of weird, but, like, then he slams it down. I'm like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah. I tuned in. I saw a quick clip of it, and I didn't think it was his, so I had to, like, Google it, and then I found, like, a 12-minute video. I didn't watch all of it, but, you know, like, he was pushing it. It's not, like, that was, like, good ball. It wasn't
right.
I know it was like a charity thing, but that was like pretty good ball.
No, I made the joke, like, you know, trade him to the Knicks for like any guard. Like,
yeah, I like that. I think your video on Twitter was the first one. The first, like, I even heard of it, and I was like, all right, I gotta Google this. I gotta see what's going on.
Yeah, bro.
And he was just absolutely wrecking it.
I know, I couldn't believe it when I first saw it, but what do you gonna
do? I mean, first off, McNown didn't even play that bad last year. I still think he's a little bit better than Kaepernick.
He's a good backup. He's a good backup.
Yeah, he's definitely a good backup.
Solid, like, really good backup. His issue was he always gets hurt and he never finishes a season, you know, ever. So,
yeah,
and which happened this year. So it's just like they beat him. They gave him a $4 million raise to be a, you know, mentor, whatever. You know, is what it is. Just, I just hope they, you know, they pick the right guy, not Josh Allen. and called it that.
He might not even. I don't know how you feel about Baker Mayfield. I don't like him that much. I liked him as a college player. I don't like him as an NFL player.
Okay.
I mean, I just read into the obvious, you know, skepticals. Like, he's too short.
The height thing, yeah, that bothers me a little.
The height thing's big. Like,
yeah.
Even Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, those two, but, like, he's not even really. I don't know. And then the whole Manziel comparison, I was like, party boy. He also wasn't that bad. There was a couple incidents, but shit, I mean, he's in college, you know?
Yeah, he grabs his crotch, like, so what, you know?
Yeah. I thought that was kind of badass, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know, at least that shows fire.
Yeah.
Like, there was more, like, he got, like, you know, kicked out of bars, you know, whatever. The typical stuff, dude.
It's fine. I mean, it's fun.
Kid stuff.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I think he's just, there was actually some speculation that the Giants have, like, spent the most time with him out of, like, any team, which was kind of odd, and it's not getting really a lot of, like, play, you know. But, you know, everyone's just clowning on Gettleman and, you know, talking about this OBJ trade. And I think Odell is always, like, in L.A. Like, I think he's, like, made for L.A. Like, he needs to be on the Rams or the Chargers. Like, he's always out there in the offseason. I just think he fits in best there. But one of those teams.
He likes to be the spotlight. I still want to see the Browns. I'm pro Browns this year. I want to see a couple wins, man.
They'll get a couple.
Do it for the land, you know. LeBron might come play, you know what I mean? Oh, speaking of this, I did want to mention this. Did you catch the LeBron comment this morning?
I was going to bring this up.
I'm not your biggest LeBron hater. I pick him in DraftKings almost every night. He had an incredible game tonight. But, I mean, you can think it, but you don't have to say it. You know what I mean? Like, the whole MVP.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about, right?
I know, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost obvious, but...
But this is... Yeah, but this is my argument every year with LeBron. Like, he should win the MVP every year.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. I mean, if we're really taking this seriously, the guy averages almost a triple-double every year. He gets it's like he gets better every year, to be honest.
He could. But then with that too, I'm fine wine. Like, it's obvious. You don't need to say it. You don't need to remind people about it. But I mean, I don't know. That's his personality. He almost has a right to be this dominant on his 15th year.
Right.
But I mean, I have Fred, we all talk about this. It's just typical LeBroning and LeBroning.
Yeah,
like
that's a good one.
It's, oh, hey, you know, I'm like fine wine, man. I get better with age. What do you mean more touches? He could average a triple-double. He could have done it every year if he wanted to. Like, if he just focused on that, like, you know, Westbrook did.
Yeah.
Westbrook's, like, chasing down rebounds that shouldn't even have been rebounds.
Right.
Like, stealing from his own team to get it. Like, if LeBron did that, he could easily do it.
Absolutely.
But what he is doing in his 15th year is impressive. I can't knock that, but anytime that a microphone gets stuck in his face, you know, I'm not trying to be like Laura Ingram. That's not where I'm going with this, but every time someone sticks a microphone in his face, my eyes start rolling. So here we go.
Yeah.
Over and over again. Yeah. But we'll see. He's not going to win the MVP this year. His team's not doing well enough.
Well, no, so they're not going to give it to him. And like I said, I think it's because he can win it every year, they don't give it to him. Like, I feel like that was the deal with Kobe, too. Like, he only has one MVP, which is crazy.
That's absurd to me.
Yeah.
And, like, I still forget that.
Yeah.
I still forget that. I was listening to Steven Jackson. I don't know what it was, you know, Facebook video or whatever.
Steven Jackson.
And he's, like, talking about Jordan, the whole trio comparison. This is a fact I didn't know either. They're like, you know, everyone talks about the rings. Jordan went 6-for-6. You know, Kobe got his 5. LeBron's got, you know, 3 but 4 losses, but been there more times. No one ever talks about Jordan led the league in scoring and was a defensive player of the year the same year. And Kobe or LeBron haven't won defensive player of the year.
Wait, Jordan did that?
Yeah.
He was MVP. What year was that?
I don't know. I'm assuming the 90s.
Fake news.
That's just what Steven Jackson said, so I didn't fact check, but.
Got you.
Steven Jackson's an NBA player, longtime vet. I must played against probably all 3 of them. I'm assuming he knows what he's talking about, but if that is the case, and I'm going to fact check, my fact checker's not here.
Yeah, let me look for my fact checker. Sorry, no fact checker.
Dude, we don't have stat boy.
Yeah, fats and info. No,
not quite PTI, but
yeah. Well, all right. Well, once we get off this pod, we'll look it up, and because I've never heard that before. Like, I've never.
Neither have I, and that's what I was like. That's wild. It might not have been one
separate years. It might have been separate years, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe that's
separate
it.
Years. I don't know if it was the same year.
Oh, sure.
And I might even be reiterating it wrong, but he won Defensive Player of the Year.
Uh-huh.
That's something that LeBron or Kobe hasn't done.
Right. Okay. But so. but both I think are elite defensive player. When they want to be, they could be
LeBron
elite.
More than Kobe.
Yes. But,
I mean, Kobe could lock down. You heard the stories about him like losing sleep over Allen Iverson.
Right. And he's been been first team all defense before, I think. I think he's done that at least once.
Kobe?
Kobe, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. But yeah, LeBron, I mean, he's so calculated. It's hilarious. And you can't help but just be impressed by the fact that he's just a freak of nature.
I tune in I got the league pass, so I tune in all out of market games.
Right.
I got the Timberwolves on. I've been watching a lot of LeBron, and what he does with the basketball beyond the highlights is unreal. Obviously, you see that pass, against the Lakers where he fakes out to the wing and dishes it down to Zizek or whatever down low.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about? Fakes it to the wing, one hands it.
Yeah.
But there's passes like that he makes all the time, and especially if guys don't convert him, it's not making a highlight. But he does that. His vision's ridiculous. It's something that I didn't watch much of Jordan. I remember winning him a championship when I was a kid, but something I've never seen. I've been tuning into the NBA for a long time.
Yeah, I think LeBron's the.
I'm reading the stats tonight. He goes 41-10-8, almost a 40-point triple double.
Yeah, he's sick.
It's unreal.
Yeah, it's
absolutely unreal.
I know.
But I've been watching Karl Anthony Towns. He's killing it right now. There's the league's pretty good right now, and the East is getting a little bit better too, I think.
Yeah.
And the West, I think, it's not so much. West is definitely way stronger, especially with those freaking Warriors. But the fact that the Thunder's in fourth and the Cavs are in fourth, I don't know. This is these team. Raptors are coming around. Celtics, if they're healthy, they'd be freaking looking really good. That's one Boston team I don't hate. I do kind of – I've been watching the Celtics a little bit. They're all banged up. If they have their starting lineup day one with Gordon Hayward, Kyrie, they'd be they definitely have the one seed pretty much on lock in the East.
Absolutely. Yeah. They've really caught some bad luck here. No luck of the Irish this year with Hayward and Kyrie. So
yeah, Kyrie, he should be back for the playoffs, you're saying, but it's up in the air. 3 to 6 weeks, that's kind of a big difference coming this time. It's less than a month till playoffs, I'm pretty sure. So
right.
2 weeks or something, 3 weeks.
Right.
Who are you liking in in the draft? Nick should be up there.
Yeah,
who do you like coming out?
I mean, I like Colin Sexton. I like McCall. Is it Michael or McCall? I can never tell. Bridges.
Yeah, Mikal Bridges.
Mikal Bridges. I
from
like
Nova,
him.
Nova, Villanova.
Yeah, yeah. I like him a lot. I mean, it's probably too early because, you still have to have the combine and all that other crap. But I'm just thinking realistically, who's going to be there. And those two probably jump out the most to me. I'm not crazy about Miles Bridges. I mean, I like him, but I just don't know. He kind of had a down year.
Yeah, they're doing... I don't know where they're sitting in the East right now or overall, but I don't think they're... Knicks will probably get a top 10, or what? What do you think they... I mean, I know it's all lottery, but what do you think they'll land?
Yeah, they'll
probably... land 8 or 9.
Yeah.
You don't have, a game-changing player, but... What do you... I mean... Nikhilo, it was their first round pick. Where was the eighth?
Yeah, Nilakina was the eighth.
Nilakina?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean he's elite defensively already, which is impressive.
He doesn't even get time.
No,
they played Moutier more than him, and I think Moutier is kind of bum.
Yeah,
he's got his moments, but and then with Trey Burke going off, I guess Burke's like a one or a two, I guess, but
yeah, well Burke,
he's been getting minutes.
Yeah, Burke's been good. Yeah, he's been good. I mean, per 36, he's averaging 22.7. Assists and I've been impressed by him. He's been shooting the ball well. Moutier, I could do without him. Frank, he's gonna take time, so I just want them to pick best player available. I don't care what position it is. I wish they had some fucking money, because I would sign Julius Randle this summer. He's been playing really well.
He's a beast. For some reason I feel like after what he's doing this year, especially since that trade, I feel like the Lakers are going to try to keep him, but unless they're really good. They would try to do the LeBron sweepstakes, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's far-fetched. Honestly, I think LeBron's staying in Cleveland. And that way, I think Randle would stay in L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah. As he's a free agent, so he's going to get signed, but he was a beast.
He's
a
beasting.
He had an almost all-star second half of the season.
Yeah.
Still having.
Yeah, absolutely. And, he had a move last night. Blake Griffin. He just boom.
Oh, just make Griffin look like a baby boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the thing with him, he's got to get into a rhythm, because he has too many, literally he just sees red, which is good, but can be bad. Like when he wasn't getting that much time, you're like, well, this guy doesn't get much time because he gets two offensive fouls every 5 minutes. He does probably lead the league in offensive fouls again. Might need a fact check on that, but
okay.
Fact check. Yeah, yeah. Put that stat boy.
Yeah, stat boy.
But I watch a lot of Laker games. I'm a big ZO2 supporter. Yeah, so I watch a lot of Laker games.
I like Zoe a lot. Yeah, hell yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
I like watching him too.
Yeah.
And he puts up numbers that are like, again.
And he plays defense. He plays defense.
Yeah, he does stat. Dude, he's good. Like, he's up there in assists per game. He's up there in steals per game, which is the two things a point guard need to really focus on.
Yep.
And when he gets hot, I mean, I know his shot's ugly, but, you know, him and Randall and Kuzma, the Lakers could be something soon, but they definitely need something, a big player.
Yeah, it's going to be like. I don't
know if LeBron would.
I just don't see Kawhi leaving. I don't see LeBron leaving.
I think Kawhi's leaving.
Really?
That's a weird situation going on in San Antonio right now.
Well, Jalen Rose, it's like a whole thing. Jalen knows things. And like he is like, when he starts talking about that whole Kawhi situation, it leads me to believe that he knows something, that Kawhi is leaving. Like he's pissed with the Spurs and he's just like, I'm out. Like, which is weird because he's like the perfect
Spur. Jalen Rose is saying that?
About Kawhi, yeah. Yeah, he seems
to be. He's pissed at like Tony Parker and all them.
What's right? that?
You're saying Jalen Rose is pissed at like Tony Parker and all them.
Is pissed at them?
For like, well, yeah, like Tony Parker like held a meeting like trying to convince him to play, and then like he said no because he's like not even really hurt, and then people were like, and then like they came out publicly saying like, I can't believe someone would play. We don't think he's hurt. And like analysis, I thought that's what you were talking about, Jalen Rose. People like were saying like backing Kawhi up.
Oh,
like saying. You know, they can't be publicly talking about their teammate, you know, to the media, this and that, which is true.
Which is true.
But I guess he's, like, not actually hurt.
It's bizarre. It's very un-Spur-like.
It's like the Derrick Rose situation. Remember when he just didn't show up?
Oh, like, when he no-called, no-showed the Knicks?
Yeah, no-called, no-showed a game. Yep. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's not quite like that, but, like, there was, you know, he hasn't been in contact with the team or the training staff. He's training with his own trainer. Like, weird stuff.
It's bizarre.
Like, you're on an NBA team and you're getting paid millions of dollars, or any sports franchise getting paid that money, you're going through team doctors, team trainers.
Right.
Like, you're not, I'm just going with my own personal guy that I hired. Like, maybe in the offseason, but.
Right.
This is midseason and they're trying to make a playoff push. They haven't missed the playoffs since, like, you know, 1995, you know, pre-Duncan era.
No, I think it was 97. 90, yeah, yeah. Where they had the best tanking. Like, that was the example of, like, you tank and you get the best player in the draft, and yeah, boom, you're a dynasty for the next 15 years. Like, it's fucking crazy how that worked out.
Did it perfectly.
Yeah, yeah.
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 It's wild.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun summer with the NBA and. Players.
No, I love drafts, but I love the NBA and NFL draft. I mean, MLB draft, it's a little different. They got such the minor league system. With the NBA or NFL, you can get NBA more, but you can get a draft pick that changes your franchise. You know, whatever. Yeah. That's Carson Wentz.
And
LeBron,
NFL,
whatever. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
And NFL, you have so many picks. It's like you could literally change your whole roster around. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
You know, I'm hoping for big things in the pack draft, but
yeah.
I don't know, like, Packers passed on TJ Watt, which I was very upset about. And he made an instant impact on Pittsburgh's defense.
He's a Wisconsin boy. That would have been perfect.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He went to Wisconsin. He lived in Wisconsin.
Oh, sure.
They had
sure.
the chance to take him, and they passed on him. And picked Kevin King, who's a decent corner. He's out of Washington, which, I don't know, he's not bad. He made some good plays, but he's not, you know, TJ Watt. I don't know if he made the Pro Bowl. He could have. He's freaking. He was getting all over the place.
Right.
Sacks, interceptions.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. I wasn't, again, back to that Packers topic. I'm not too happy with the offseason with them. And
well,
you know, Jordy. I think Jordy, I don't think that's that big of a loss.
No.
I think Jordy was kind of on his, I wouldn't say last leg, but getting there. And he would have had to sign for some decent money because people are just getting paid ridiculous right now.
Yeah. Yeah, Rodgers can make like anyone look good, right? I mean, they just need decent receivers, and
he takes he yeah. like guys like leave Rodgers and then like get cut from other teams, and then like James Jones,
right?
Got like booted, like was on the Packers, went to another team, to doubt. Like,
yeah.
Oh, come back to the Packers and then, like, caught Hail Marys.
Right. Yeah. But real quick, did you watch Mickey D's game at all?
I did a little bit, not too much. I was golfing, but we tuned in there, and I didn't tune in. I know Duke's going to be ridiculous, which I'm not a big fan of. They got Barrett, Zion, and who's the other one?
Well, they have the Barrett, RJ game. Barrett, or something.
RJ Barrett was nasty,
and they got the top three. Players.
Freaking, what was his name? Radish. Okay. And then they got Tyrus Jones' younger brother, Trey Jones, who's a point guard.
It's absurd.
Tyrus Jones. Yeah.
It's absurd. Unreal. Yeah.
And Zion, like, you know, the videos I see, he's, like, bashing on little, like, 6'1" white kids, but he was, like, still bashing on, like, the best high school players. Like, he was slamming.
Right.
He's going to be all right. Going to get a little shot in the NBA, but I think he'll be a good college player, and he won't play like that in the NBA. Zion Barrett, they're saying, is even more than, like, a better NBA suited than he is.
Yeah, well, Zion,
Barrett's a little longer and quicker.
I know Zion, he lost 25 pounds, they were saying. And
really?
He looked kind of fat for a second. He was still yamming it, like, no problem, which is crazy. But he did look a little more slimmer when I was watching the dunk contest the other night. He actually got hurt tonight, though. I don't know if you saw that. He hurt his hand or something. But Duke's going to be unfair. I mean, how'd they get the top three best players? It's fucking ridiculous.
Unreal.
Yeah.
That's an upgrade from Grayson Allen. That was absurd watching him hip check in people.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's, I'm kind of glad he's gone. Yeah. That's like the classic, like, everyone hates this white guy from Duke, JJ Redick.
Yeah, he's
Christian Laettner.
Yeah. Like, well, he grew up idolizing JJ Redick, so.
No, absolutely.
Yeah,
I bet.
Yeah. So, I wonder where he falls in the NBA. He'll definitely get drafted. I don't know how he's going to be in the NBA. I think he'll be all right.
Mid second round.
He'll be like Kirk Heimer.
He'll be like a jet. He's like, that's a kind of stretch. Kirk Heimer, like, stay in the league. I don't think he's going to, like, stay in the league. Like,
no.
He's like, I think he's like Jimmer, but he doesn't shoot as well. Maybe, like, a little better at defense than Jimmer. Like,
okay.
I mean,
sure.
Jimmer's, you know, in China right now, making $1 million playing overseas, but Jimmer had a more deadly jump shot. I think Grayson Allen, maybe, like, a little bit more athletically, but half the jump shot. Like,
speaking of Jimmer, is he the greatest shooter from Glens Falls ever? Or is it Joe Girard?
I mean, I think so. Joe Girard would definitely give him a run.
That kid can shoot.
He's going West Virginia next year, right?
Has he committed? I thought it was between Cuse and Duke and
West Virginia. I don't know. I don't know. I thought it was West Virginia.
I hope he goes to
Cuse. I'm not too sure. I do know.
He's not like a West Virginia type player. Those guys are, like, physically fit. Like, you got to be, like, you know, press Virginia, they call it. You know, you got to, like.
Oh, you know who I'm thinking of? That type of Mac McClung.
Oh, that guy.
West Virginia.
No, he's going to Georgetown.
Oh, I'm way off. Man.
He's that white kid with the crazy hops, right?
Yeah, he's a. Yeah.
He's a freak.
Who's his first cousin is oh man, white rapper Cornrows is nuts. What the heck's his name?
Really?
Dolce and Cabana.
Yeah.
Come on.
Jesus. He was on that reality TV show. Was he on, like, a reality TV show first?
Dude, I can't believe I can't remember his name right now.
Yeah. Fact checker. Fact. Oh.
Yeah.
Man, we need that fact checker tonight. Yeah. Whatever. It'll come to us later.
Yeah, exactly. We'll think of it. I'll text you.
But Mac McClung, I mean, he's an absolute freak. I wanted to see him in the dunk contest, but he wasn't all American. But he's going to Georgetown of all places. Which, have they ever had a white player? Like, I don't know. I mean, he doesn't play like. I mean, he's above the rim. He's a freak.
Yeah, I don't know. They like him. I guess he is nuts.
Yeah,
he hops. He goes right in between the legs right in the game.
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
But
yeah. So, and then your Jelly Fam. How many people are in Jelly Fam?
I couldn't tell you. I know, what's his name? What's his name was, I don't know if you saw the jelly layup in the dunk contest.
Yeah, I saw that. That's when I texted you.
Quimerly?
Yeah, that's when I texted you.
Yeah. Oh, man. Some people didn't understand. Like, hey, that wasn't a dunk. What's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're, I think Isaiah Washington's fan. I'm playing okay this year. I thought it was going to do a little better. Not too sure how many people are in there. But Michael Porter Jr., he didn't play much. But he might get drafted high, too. He was out of Missouri.
Wait, is he technically a Jelly fan?
No.
Oh. You just brought him up. Yeah.
I just brought him up because I was thinking college, but
right.
And he's got younger brothers too.
Okay,
they got like the Porter brothers.
Interesting. I think Porter Jr. is very intriguing. I think he didn't get it a lot.
He's falling eight for sure. That wouldn't be.
I don't know. I think
maybe not for sure, but
I think
if he falls eight, that wouldn't be a bad pick.
I don't know. I think he's one of those guys. Like, yeah, you didn't see him a lot because he had the back injury, but like. Just on like his size and ability, his size and ability, I think warrants a top five pick. I don't know. We'll see. That's an intriguing play to look out for, though. Like if he drops, DeAndre the Knicks gotta take him. Yeah.
DeAndre Ayton's up there. He's just a grown man.
Yeah, freak.
The fact that these guys, like, I was watching the McDonald's game. And I was thinking, I was like, these kids were born in like 2000 or like 2001. Like, they're literally full grown athletic freaks. Like, this is unreal.
I know.
I guess I'm just getting older, but
I could be their father.
These are 17 year olds, like, and windmilling, full windmill from like the dotted line.
Yeah.
These, looking like an NBA game.
I could be their father. Like, I'm 16 years old.
To think about,
like,
I guess. Yeah, exactly.
So,
this is what it is.
I'm gonna
sign off, my man.
Yeah, buddy, this was fun. Thanks for doing it.
Yeah, I appreciate having me, man. Anytime.
Yeah. We'll
the crew, I said hi, and we'll be seeing each other soon, I'm sure.
We'll do it. Tell the family.
You got Easter plans, man?
Yeah, just going to the parents' house. How about you?
Yeah, it's on April Fool's. I'm gonna tell my mom I can't come and then show up. Sorry, mom, can't make it and then show up.
Oh, you're such a
ham, you know the deal.
You're such a funny son. But yeah, tell the family.
I get her going.
You get her going, yeah. Tell the fam I say hi. And yeah, buddy. We'll talk.
All right, man. Thanks again.
All right, peace.
Take care.
You're welcome.